Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this September 19th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here and welcoming in our good friend, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Good to see you, Terry. Thanks for being here.
You bet.
And we have campaign chairman for 2023, Brian DeWitt, with us. Brian,
hey,
good
James.
To see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Thanks for being here, guys. Appreciate it. We know how much we love the United Way around here and talking with you guys, so let's dive right into it because it is campaign season. It is go time. Want to ask about how the campaign is going. Brian, can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going great. We've had quite a few meetings with quite a different variety of groups, and there's been some good conversation. We're sharing our message, and I think everybody's been really receptive.
How have you been enjoying this, Brian? You're kind of new into the gig and just starting jumped into the fire like we do with our chairman.
Right.
And we appreciate that, too. But as you're doing that, as you're getting to some of these events, interacting with some of the people, what are some of the things that have stood out to you?
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed just meeting the variety of folks in the community, you know, spreading the message of the United Way. You know, the big thing I always talk about is the fact that there is no single organization that you can donate to that covers more than the United Way does. You know, I mentioned last time that there's over 30 partner programs that we partner with. So getting that support in the community and just reaching out to people, and it's been good.
I'm curious, not to take us down a sidetrack here, but you know, somebody who, as we met before and we talked about, as you taking on the chairman role, you've supported the United Way for a long time, long before you were a chairman.
Yep.
But as you are now behind the scenes, you are a part of things. Are you seeing that they do even more than you realized, or seeing things that they impact that you didn't even know they did, or maybe didn't have as good of an idea as? Just working with Terry, and not even working technically with the United Way, but working with Terry on air here a bunch over the years, I've seen and learned so much more than I ever realized. And I thought I was pretty up to date on the United Way. I've found so much more. Have you seen that?
Oh, gosh, yeah. There's, like I said, the 30 partner programs, and there's a bunch that I didn't even know about. Some of the volunteer opportunities. You know, I didn't know until last year, I didn't know about the Day of Caring, which is coming up on October 21st. You know, you go around, you rake yards for folks that can't get out there and do their own yards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, just a really good program there. And then, you know, some of those other programs, the Focus Food Pantry, I didn't even know that existed. Really cool program to see. Some of the emergency shelter stuff, I didn't know the United Way did. Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Mm-hmm. With as big as a program as that is, you would think that more people have heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, a lot of people I talk to, they've never heard about it. And it's a really cool program to get kids from 0 to 5 years books and get them to start reading even before school. So,
Have you gotten to interact with any other organizations as part of a campaign chairman so far?
Yeah. So, well, and we've went to the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department. We've done presentations for Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools and Port Edwards Schools. As a matter of fact, today we're going to Aspire's Clinic. So, a lot of organizations in the community we're getting to see, and like I said, getting to meet new people.
How did it go at the fire department?
Really good, yeah. The conversations were great. People were very receptive. I happen to have a few friends that work over there, so good to see those faces.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
Very cool. Terry, how has it been going from your perspective with that campaign season?
Everything's been going great. You know, off to a really strong start, and, you know, it's a little too early to say where we're at dollars-wise, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly by the next time that we come back, you know, we'll have some early start numbers and have a feel for, you know, kind of the preliminary. But again, many companies run in the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's come in so far is mostly mail, you know, solicitations. So things that mailers that we've sent out and people returning those. We have one company campaign that's complete. So we'll just give them a shout out, Paul Gross Jewelers. They're all done.
Yeah.
So, you know, talked to all their employees, got that into us. So, you know, so that's really awesome and important. And, you know, I think one of my takeaways so far this year that was really important is when we were visiting with the fire department, the question came up. And honestly, I'm very appreciative when people ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd much rather have them ask, even when it's a hard question, than to not ask and not give because of it, right? So you might ask the question, get the answer, and still not give.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we hope that that's not it, but at least we have the opportunity to address the question. So the question came up of, you know, well, aren't you just the middleman?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, fair question, right? Mm-hmm. And honestly, we used to hear that a lot, kind of a long time ago, mm-hmm. and it's been quite some time since that question has come up, you know? So why wouldn't I just give directly to a specific agency? And Brian had a really good, really good follow-up to that.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So the big thing is that what the United Way provides is a little bit of oversight by folks who are professional, not-for-profit people. Mm-hmm. And so when you donate that dollar, you can be sure that it's going to an organization that is using that dollar to contribute to the community. And, you know, on the board every year, we go over financials of all these places and we make sure that they're viable. And yeah, you don't necessarily have that if you donate directly to a small organization.
Yeah.
And so I think, yeah, that's really important. So we talked about that with that group, you know, saying if you, if accountability is something that you feel strong about, we're doing all of that work for you. The other thing about it is that, you know, let's say your passion is hunger. Mm-hmm. Well, yes, you could give directly to one agency, but if you donate to United Way, it's getting to all seven hunger programs, mm-hmm. right? So I mean, I think the ability to have a greater impact with your dollar is through United Way, because we are setting goals based on community needs and based on feedback that we receive, doing all the homework on those organizations, like Brian said, and then making the decision that yes, we want to use United Way dollars to fund that program, or sometimes no. Yeah. You know, these are where we kind of see some deficiencies, or these are where we see some opportunities. Let's fix these things, and then we, you know, United Way may be willing to fund that program. But and sometimes those are hard conversations, yeah, of course. Yeah. But I think that diligence with the donor dollar, along with transparency, is really one of our a really strong foundation for us. Is that we say, hey, if you trust us with your donation, and that could be a dollar a week, mm-hmm. Which the $52 qualifies you for our sweepstakes. So it could be a dollar a week. It could also be $2,500. Yeah. Whatever it is that you want to invest in your community, I think that we, our role is to be good stewards with those dollars.
For my family, I come from a family that doesn't have a lot, but is always big about giving and giving back to wherever we were. It didn't matter what you had; you always had something to give. But they wanted to be smart about what they gave to. My mom was very adamant about understanding. Like, if an organization wasn't very transparent, she was moving on. It could be the National Jewish History of Jewish History Mothers Organization. If they weren't transparent, she was not going to put into it. One of the things that stood out to her right away moving to this community was the United Way and the transparency of the United Way. It wasn't until I started working with Terry that I understood how serious you guys take that, how important that is. And as I got older, and shortly before you and I met, Terry, there were so many natural disasters. I cannot remember exactly what it was, but there was something going on, and there was a big outcry about people giving into certain organizations. I'm not going to throw names out there or anything, mm-hmm. but finding out that only like 25% or whatever the percentage was actually going to the cause. And immediately, unfortunately, every organization, every nonprofit almost got put under a microscope and was like, well, now I'm questioning the Shriners. I'm questioning this. I'm questioning everything. And sure enough, I start talking with Terry. And one of the first conversations we have is how important it is to you, Terry, and to the organization to be transparent and to have accountability. So when people say to me, or if I do hear somebody say, well, why should I do this? They're a middleman. They're not a middleman. They're the keepers. They're the gatekeepers. They're people that are making darn sure that dollar, that goes through the gate and it goes right where it's supposed to go. And not 50 cents of the dollar, not 75% of the dollar, the mm-hmm. whole dollar goes to where it's supposed to go.
That was good, you guys.
That was good.
Right? And I was going to say that's the beautiful thing about what the United Way does. And even today, with natural disasters mm-hmm. and organizations that you could potentially be donating to that aren't using your dollars you want them to be used, you look at the fires in Hawaii, and that's happening. We've seen that in the news.
Yep.
The United Way provides that oversight. And the cool thing about your donation is if there's a particular program that you want your dollar to go to, but you want that oversight and you don't want to donate that dollar directly to the program, you can designate that dollar to go to that program via the United Way's pledge form.
Yeah, or even to a strategy area. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So you could just say basic needs. food and shelter are what's important to me versus, you know, versus a specific program. Either way, and I think it's also important to note is that you can also engage with another United Way. So sometimes people live in one community, work in another community, or they continue to support the community where they grew up, or, you know, all United Ways. We all play really nice in the sandbox with each other and make sure that, you know, donor intent is the number one priority. You know, going back to, you know, what it kind of costs to do business and what that means. You know, we are very fortunate in that we have an endowment fund that we have worked to build over the years. And those dollars are used to the income and earnings. We protect the principal, but the income and earnings are used to offset the costs of doing things like this, like campaigning, doing a little bit of advertising. We're very frugal with that. Yeah. And we do hear that. And, you know, it was one of the things that, that Brian said before, Imagination Library, like not very many people know about it. Well, of course, we could spend thousands and thousands of dollars to make sure everybody knew, but then that would come away from the thousands and thousands of dollars we want to put in the program. So it's a delicate balance. But we are very fortunate that we have that endowment. We don't have enough income and earnings from the endowment to cover every single cost, but it's something that we work toward. And one of the things that's helping us get a step closer to our goal is the, in for this year's campaign, the first $500,000 donated to the campaign will be matched by the Legacy Foundation of Central Wisconsin. With a donation to our endowment. So not to the campaign. We still need the campaign dollars. We still need the general public and in our community to support the campaign. But the fortunate thing about that is the first $500,000 that we raise will be matched into that endowment, which will then leverage, again, more dollars that we can use to help offset, you know, any costs that, that we have. The other thing is within the 30 programs, there's also programs that are offered by our staff. You know, so we have the 211 program. We have the Volunteer Center. Brian brought up the Day of Caring before. We also have in the event of any kind of disaster, we are also the lead on a Volunteer Reception Center, which is basically we have a couple of teams of volunteers from the community that organize the spontaneous volunteers because that happens. You know, there's flooding, there's a tornado, there's a windstorm, a hailstorm, you know, whatever it might be. And people want to help, but sometimes just showing up with your chainsaw, you know, in the street isn't the best way to do that. So we do have the Volunteer Reception Center that is hosted by United Way to help work with emergency management to get volunteers to the right places. So there's a lot that goes on.
There's a lot of logistics involved that I don't think we get to cover very often when it comes to that. I don't believe, and maybe it's one of the last naive bones in my body, but I don't believe we have a society that doesn't want to help, that doesn't want to give back. I think more than not, you have people that do. But people are a little hesitant. People may even be a little bit scared of what to give. Well, I don't want to be hoodwinked. I don't want to, you know, have something like that. I want to make sure that it's actually going there. And we kind of covered that part of it. But there's another important aspect of it, Terry, that we don't get a chance to get into very often. The person who maybe, and it's not dollars and cents, but physically wants to help, physically wants to, you know, volunteer or something. But you're right. I go down the street and I'm like, I'm here to help. But, you know, I'm standing in the middle of the street. There's nothing going on here. The direction and the logistics of where, okay, I'm a body, put me where I need to go. And you guys can help do that. You can help and not just throw me anywhere, but throw me where my skill set is best at, you know, best applied.
Absolutely. And so that happens every day in our community around volunteerism in general. And, you know, anyone who is interested in volunteering in any kind of capacity, I would really encourage you to, you can do two things. One, you can go on our website, click volunteer, and you can actually just peruse the volunteer opportunities that have been posted by organizations in the community. The other is to connect with Ben from the United Way office, and he can do a little interest inventory with you and find out that, you know, only Mondays from 2 to 3 work for you, and you know, whatever it might be, your interest is helping with you know, maybe some kind of office type work or copying or something like that. You know, he can do that interest inventory and then identify some opportunities, or if we don't already know of them, maybe seek some of those out, you know, to say that we have somebody, you know, or we have somebody that is willing to cut wood, you know, whatever the case would be. So you can connect with Ben to do that. And I, you know, I also want to give a shout out around volunteerism. And one of the things that we've been doing are some group impact projects. And so these are It's like a kit building opportunity, mm-hmm. so to speak. So this morning, Ben was actually over with our friends from US Bank on 8th Street, and they were making, as a staff, laundry kits. And so those laundry kits will go to the food pantry and to some other organizations, so that people who don't have laundry detergent or don't have the amount of resources to stretch their dollar that far will have access to laundry kits the next time that they visit the pantry. So, you know, that's really awesome. And we've been coordinating quite a few of these around the community. We have a really cool one. Actually, next week we have a confirmation group from one of the local churches. Cool. At their over the summer they did a fundraiser, raised enough funds to make hygiene kits for the elementary schools. So it would include a toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, washcloth, you know, some things that. And so what's really cool about it is kids raise the money and kids are building the kit. And then they're going to go back and help, you know, help other kids. So, you know, that's another volunteer opportunity. That doesn't always seem like it's a volunteer opportunity, right? You know, so it's kind of a light lift, but what's awesome about it is that it's a group. What I mean? So it's like in this case, it's the confirmation group, or this morning it was a group of coworkers before even, you know, Ben was there with them before they even opened. So we're pretty flexible on what that looks like, but it's a great opportunity. It's also it's good PR for your company too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we co-brand it. So it's, you know, this is brought to you by this company and United Way. And I think that there's a lot of value there that's obvious, but then there's also a lot of value that we don't even necessarily think about and the impact that that kit makes for the recipient.
Speaking with CEO Terry Johns and campaign chairman Brian DeWitt with United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, we have a lot of events going on right now with United Way coming up or on around the corner. Let's dive into some of the events coming up, Terry. I know we've already touched on them a little bit.
Sure. So the next event that we have on the calendar is Friday, October 6th, and this is our annual Denim Day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just kind of a fun opportunity. Basically, what we're asking people to do is wear jeans that day, a United Way shirt if you have one. Hopefully you have one. And make a $5 donation. And this really originated with some companies that don't allow casual days, but they said if you make it, you know, kind of community wide, then we'll let our team participate.
Nice.
And so we've just kept it on the calendar. And I think sometimes it's just for the remembrance, you know, like all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, you know, this is why I'm doing this. I'm wearing casual clothes for the day. And even if you normally can wear jeans, it's still just kind of a fun thing. We have some stickers that say I'm wearing jeans for United Way, that kind of thing. So that is October 6th. Then on October 21st is our Day of Caring.
Mm-hmm.
We are still taking registrations for yards.
Okay.
So if you are listening or you know someone in the Southwood County area that is elderly or disabled that may need help getting their yard raked, we do still have some spots open. And the way that you register to do that is by calling 211.
Okay.
And so preferably between 8 and 5, because then a local person will answer and gather some information from you.
If with the community denim, can people still sign up for that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the way that we do that is, you know, people just participate.
Yeah.
And then we ask you to post it on your social media and tag United Way. Or if that's not really kind of your thing, you can get in touch with us and we'll send one of our staff people over to take your picture and feature that. So, yeah, absolutely. No registration required other than if you need us to come, you know, do the photo, then just get in touch and let us know.
With Day of Caring, how are we doing with the amount of lawns? I know we're hoping to get 100 this year. We're hoping to do 100 lawns. How's it going?
Yeah, so we're around 70.
Okay, nice.
And 70 is what we did last year. Mm-hmm. We actually used to kind of cap it, and then there was this kind of bold goal of, hey, we could do 100.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
we did have a good number of volunteers last year. We were kind of back to our pre-COVID number.
That's
and so
great.
So that was good. So we're hoping that continues to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But what we found was, last year, some people would, you know, that we do a hot breakfast from 8 to 9 at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And then at 9 o'clock, send people out with their raking assignments. And what we found was by maybe 10 o'clock, we were having teams, you know, contacting Amy from our team saying, okay, we're done.
Oh.
And so they're like, do you have any more? Because, you know, the idea is that this goes till about noon. And so we thought, well, you know, we could put two small yards together as a raking assignment. So that's why we've opened it up.
Cool.
But we are at last year's number, but, you know, nice. we definitely can take some more.
And again, you can reach out to United Way to find out whether you want to sign up a team or if you have a lawn that you want, you could use help with.
Absolutely.
UWSWAC.org. The learning for reading mentorship program. I wanted to touch on that a little
bit. Yep, so we are recruiting reading mentors right now. Mm-hmm. And we are set up currently in 4 elementary schools. So we are at Washington, Meade, Humke, and Grant. And there are volunteer opportunities, the time frame, so meaning the amount of time, the date, day of the week, and the actual time mm-hmm. is dependent upon the classroom teacher's schedule. And so, you know, sometimes I sense a little frustration from people like, oh, well, I'm not available at the time. Well, we got to go with the flow of the schedule of the classroom.
You got to work with the school. Yeah,
so what you see is what's available. Mm-hmm. But we do encourage people to participate. And basically, the time frames are anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, one time per week from the week of October 16th through mid-May. And so it's a weekly commitment. Mm-hmm. And we really ask people to really make a strong effort to make that commitment, because what we're looking for is students to get reading practice, but we're also looking for the bond that can be built between those students and another trusted adult. So to participate, you need to visit our website, uwswac.org, click on the Reading Mentor banner, or if you go in the side menu, you can find it under Women United. Select which school you'd like to work with, select the time slot, and then we will be in touch. The other thing that you need to do is pass the background check.
Yeah.
And each school district does their background checks a little bit different, so we will just be in touch. It's impossible for me to, you know, just put it out there because it's just different for each. And also the length of time that it's good is different for each. So we will be in touch if you sign up for mentoring with what you need to do next. But so far we've had a really good showing. Our goal is that we fill all the slots. My goal is by October 1st, so that we can, you know, kind of coordinate. If people have been mentors before, they maybe don't need a touch base. But if you're new to mentoring in that school, you know, there's some really important stuff to go over: where to park, how you get in the building, you know, where you sign in and out, where your purse and coat go, or you know, whatever
When's
the case.
Recess?
Be. So when is recess?
I
want to
know when recess is. I want to know
important things.
So yes, that's going on now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe by the end of this week, they'll all be full and then we'll figure out and open up some more slots. I don't know. But it is good. And the response has been good. And we've been a little soft since coming back after COVID. So it's nice to see people excited and interested and wanting to do this.
I talk to people all the time that are asking, you know, how can they do things? How can they be involved with the United Way? Or how can they put back in the community, especially those that may not have dollars and cents? This is the first thing I think of. This is the first. I mean, there's plenty of great opportunities, not only with the United Way, but in this area as far as putting back in your community. But this is literally the first. I'm not joking. It's the first thing I think of when people bring this up. What a great way to not only impact your community, but you're talking about not just putting into our community today, but tomorrow, the next year, the year following. This is it. Putting back into our community. If you're looking at making a giant impact, helping kids learn to read or feel more confident about reading, there ain't many better things you can do. And it's so simple. It's such an easy use of your time, easy time to do it too. And it's fun. It's a fun thing to do too. I've done this. It's fun.
Time is as valuable a resource as money can be.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah, it really is.
I also want to just clarify, as far as reading mentors, that you don't need to have any level of training. You don't need to be a reading interventionist. You don't need to be a retired classroom teacher, although we do love them and we have met several of them who are mentors. But I think that that's just important because we're not asking you to be the interventionist, right? So during this time, during that classroom's day, there are a certain number of students who do really well being self-guided, and the teacher says, do this, and they go do that for a half an hour. And then you've got, you know, your handful of students who need the intervention. They need the classroom teacher. They need the reading interventionist to work on their skills. And then you've got all those kids in the middle, right, who just kind of need somebody to help guide them, or maybe the teacher knows that they're maybe not getting as much practice at home as they should, or, you know, whatever the case would be. So you really need to be two things. One, a really good listener. Mm-hmm. And then the other, you know, just willing to spend time with a child. And, you know, some days maybe you're the reader, right? Yeah. Sometimes you're just, you know, the student you're working with might just be at the end of their day. And you know, maybe you read to them instead of them reading to you. But it's really about practice.
It is football season. We encourage you to support your home team. Support the United Way of Southwood and the Adams Counties. Get in on the campaign season. Terry, where can they find out more and other ways of how to do that?
You can visit our website, uwswac.org. I also encourage you to follow us on social media. Mm-hmm. Check us out on Facebook. We do. We try not to inundate you too much, but we do a daily post, with pertinent information, and really encourage people to do that. And the other thing is, invite Brian and I to your workplace.
Yes.
We would love to come and talk to you about why to give. Of course, why to give of dollars or time. Our focus right now is really on dollars, mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. we need the dollars to make all of those opportunities for time, be yeah. in place. But yeah. We really encourage you to reach out and, mm-hmm. Have a conversation with us.
Find out more at uwswac.org. And again, be sure to follow them on social media. Brian, Terry, thank you so much for the time.
Yep. Thanks, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.